You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm with Jackie Brown from RNIB's Technology for Life team here in Northern Ireland. We're just limbering up, aren't we, Jackie, ahead of the Technology for Life fair today. Just tell us how you're feeling.
Really excited and very hopeful that we'll get a good crowd and it'll be everybody will enjoy the day and get have a good experience. And if I achieve that, I'll be thrilled.
I know this has been a dream of yours for a long time, to have an exhibition like this in Northern Ireland, so many parts of the UK well served with Site Village events and other technology exhibitions. What does it mean to you to have an event like this in Belfast?
I think it's really, really important. It's been such a long time coming. I think I'm really surprised that we've never had anything like this before. I think it's well overdue, and I really hope that the people of Northern Ireland, you know, get together today and in the future to hold more of these, because I think, you know, it's important for blind and partially sighted people and everybody who works with them to know what's out there. So that's my goal, and if it works out that way, then I've fulfilled my dream.
Brilliant. Just tell us, if you would, a little bit about some of the organisations that are going to be exhibiting today.
Yeah, there's going to be AbilityNet. They're another charity that help support blind and, well, all people with disabilities, really, with their computers and technology. Guide Dogs are going to be here. We're going to have Dolphin Computer Access. We're having Optilec, Sight and Sound Technology, Vision Aid Technologies, Humanware, I've said Guide Dogs. Yeah.
So all the main players then,
The main players are coming.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And in terms of visitors to the event, do you have a sense of who's coming?
Yeah, a lot of my friends from the education sector are coming. A lot of the QTVIs of the pupils that I support in schools, they're coming. And some of the pupils that I actually work with, hopefully a couple of them are coming as well. And, well, just lots of different people from different sectors, people in employment, education, and just anybody that wants to come and have a browse around. I'm just looking forward to meeting you all.
Yeah, and just final question for now, Jackie. I'm sure we'll catch up with you throughout the day. But just tell us about what it means from a networking point of view, bringing some of those people together, having those face-to-face meetings. What does that mean for those people having that opportunity?
Oh, I think it's an amazing opportunity. There are people over here who have probably never been to an exhibition like this simply because they can't get to one on the mainland, or, you know, just because people haven't come over here to all congregate under one roof. So, you know, for me, this is, I just hope that whoever comes today gets something out of the event.
Well, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. I appreciate you probably very busy. Have a great day, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.